Track 137. EGE Practice Test 1. Page 134. Listening. Task 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I've got a laptop, a desktop, a phone, and a tablet. Too much? I think it's normal, though perhaps most people don't bother with a desktop. I have one so I can use a big screen and a keyboard. I find it more comfortable, especially when I have lots of work to do. The laptop's great for watching videos, and the phone goes everywhere with me. Same with a tablet, but I read books and play games on that too.
Speaker B.
I'm keen to study technology. I think it's the future, I really do. My dream is to work on the next generation of handheld devices. If I can get a qualification in something related to that, it'll give me a brilliant chance to find work. You know, in the future, the only other fields that'll be needed will involve the environment, because we really need to do something. And sales. People will always want to sell things.
Speaker C.
I've been looking into one of those desks where you stand up to use the computer. The theory behind a stand-up desk is that sitting keeps us inactive for hours. That's just creating problems for the future. It isn't natural to be in one place for so long. They say that's deadly. Portable electronics are a great step forward, since you can use them wherever you are, and you're not stuck in a chair all day.
Speaker D.
Every summer, as a family, we spend a week without technology. We usually go camping, and the only electronic device we take with us is a mobile phone, which we only use for emergencies. Games and the internet are the two things the kids miss most. But we always have a great time, and it makes coming home exciting for them too. I believe it's important to limit your screen time. Too much is bad for the brain.
Speaker E. Don't think that a technology degree will get you any job you want. I wish they'd tell young people that. If you specialise in something that can be used in home entertainment, or if you're an expert programmer and lucky, well, maybe. But nowadays you have to either go on to get a master's or be very, very good at what you do. If you've just got a basic degree, sorry, you've got no chance. Speaker F.
The biggest limitation on future technology is the human imagination. But what drives companies to spend money on developing new software and hardware is how much money they can make by selling their products. They build a product if they think it's something we want. Right now, what most people want are smaller devices for when they're on the move and all-in-one entertainment systems. It's an exciting time.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I've got a laptop, a desktop, a phone, and a tablet. Too much? I think it's normal, though perhaps most people don't bother with a desktop. I have one so I can use a big screen and a keyboard. I find it more comfortable, especially when I have lots of work to do. The laptop's great for watching videos, and the phone goes everywhere with me. Same with a tablet, but I read books and play games on that too.
Speaker B.
I'm keen to study technology. I think it's the future, I really do. My dream is to work on the next generation of handheld devices. If I can get a qualification in something related to that, it'll give me a brilliant chance to find work. You know, in the future, the only other fields that'll be needed will involve the environment, because we really need to do something. And sales. People will always want to sell things.
Speaker C.
I've been looking into one of those desks where you stand up to use the computer. The theory behind a stand-up desk is that sitting keeps us inactive for hours. That's just creating problems for the future. It isn't natural to be in one place for so long. They say that's deadly. Portable electronics are a great step forward, since you can use them wherever you are, and you're not stuck in a chair all day.
Speaker D.
Every summer, as a family, we spend a week without technology. We usually go camping, and the only electronic device we take with us is a mobile phone, which we only use for emergencies. Games and the internet are the two things the kids miss most. But we always have a great time, and it makes coming home exciting for them too. I believe it's important to limit your screen time. Too much is bad for the brain.
Speaker E. Don't think that a technology degree will get you any job you want. I wish they'd tell young people that. If you specialise in something that can be used in home entertainment, or if you're an expert programmer and lucky, well, maybe. But nowadays you have to either go on to get a master's or be very, very good at what you do. If you've just got a basic degree, sorry, you've got no chance. Speaker F.
The biggest limitation on future technology is the human imagination. But what drives companies to spend money on developing new software and hardware is how much money they can make by selling their products. They build a product if they think it's something we want. Right now, what most people want are smaller devices for when they're on the move and all-in-one entertainment systems. It's an exciting time.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.